Welcome once more to Hospital Hour. My name is Mother Argenta, the Word Bearer, Bullet of Retribution, Bringer of Faith, Last Woman of the Moon. I have been stuck in this hospital bed for a minute, and I'm going to be hosting a question and answer session with these four individuals who can actually let me know what the fuck is going on. So, in alphabetical order, let's introduce the pilots from the Blue Bottle, starting with Countess. Hello, Countess.
Hi, this is Sophie, she, her, playing, well, I may or may not be playing Countess, she, her. I don't know, and I also don't know if Countess remembers if she knows or not, so we'll find out.
Right, that's a concerning thing to say. We also have Fax. Hi, Fax.
Hi, hello. This is still Bastion, she, they, playing Fax, they, them. Yeah, I don't think you'd assume... I don't know, I would think that you'd start with you'd want to start with the robot, but
I said alphabetical order.
Yeah, you should name some.
How would you know?
You literally introduce yourselves before me, and then the one with the arms was like, are you gonna tell me your name? And yes, I'm telling you my name.
You all have R.
The one with the we'll get to him. We also have the one with the mask, Ham.
Hey, what up, Latex? It's your girl, Ham. She, her, played by Lavender, Faye Fair.
Don't like I that. Have... Okay. And last but certainly not least, Haywire.
Hey, this is Grint playing Haywire, he, him. Did you know they let you take as many bags of saline as you want?
Wait, really?
Yeah, they're free. It's just water and salt.
Is this actually free, or you didn't tell anyone you're taking them free?
Same difference.
Oh my god, I'm in hell. Okay, cool. I am in hell. Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. My name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it, and we're going to jump right back into it where we left off last time, which is that it is 5 days after the pilots of the Blue Bottle started the little hospital stay, and they have the opportunity to talk to the comatose woman they've been lugging around for a minute.
I'm glad, incidentally, that you paused before you said alphabetical order, because you remember that canonically Argenta doesn't know what Discord is.
You don't know that, but also she's not on a Discord.
As a medical employee, I feel obligated to observe that a bag of saline is like $8.
Damn.
For like an IV bag. You're paying for the bag and the ports and all that more than anything at that point.
Gotcha. So cut the bag, just slurp the liquid out into your hands and carry it off.
So it's like Dasani. You're just paying for the expensive bottle.
It's just, you know, electrolyte water.
Oh my god. It's delicious. Brief sidebar. I was in New York City the last weekend. Everything everywhere was Dasani in cans. What the fuck?
That's weird.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
It's very important that you sort all the recycling of your, you know, biodegradable meal, but then here, have some fucking water in a can.
I get it. I fundamentally get it. New York City is a big-ass place. However, are you really so Coke-branded that, like, you're gonna put Dasani in a goddamn can?
Yeah, I don't really like Dasani anyway, and I can't imagine the can would help with that.
Oh, actually, I wonder if that's like a supply chain thing. They already had the whatever production facility set up for cans.
Oh yeah, so, not to date the episode or anything, listeners, but plastic is this thing that used to be used to make
we loved eating containers. It.
It's delicious. Love,
it's so mm-hmm. good.
Plastic made me trans. All right, so where we last left off. You did your best to put the pieces together, investigating the gun for Primaria, and you caused a ruckus at the Perez clan household. You're not sure if you actually fixed anything or solved the problem, because then Primaria showed up and said, okay, well, you tried. Go back to sleep, which is strange. But don't worry about that. It's actually only 5 days deep into your hospital stay, and you're talking to Argenta.
Oh, I feel like we should be listening to her questions.
Also, diegetically, you can reset all of your AP.
Oh, thank God.
Yay!
Oh. I didn't spend any.
You don't tend to.
I spent all of them. Yeah, the only thing I spent was one of my rerolls.
Yeah, and the motto and background stuff we can reset to, or
yes.
Okay. Well, fantastic.
I mean, I guess the first question we should ask is, why are you from space? Why didn't you stay there?
Oh my God, you can't just ask somebody why they're from space.
Why not? I'm from space.
No, but like, what part? No, you're not.
I was beamed here.
I mean, it's the, why didn't you stay there? I think it's the problem here. It's a little rude. She can come to the planet if she wants.
No, why would you want to?
No, I kind of got to clear up a misconception with facts real quick. I'm sorry if this steps on the image you have of your character. You're not from space. You're
okay.
No, I'm being serious. That's the thing. Once upon a time, this planet had space capability. That was back when the beanstalk was still up. I don't actually know how old Fax is, but like,
yeah, fair enough. All right, yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to derail.
No, it's fine. I just wanted, for the sake of internal cohesion, I wanted to clarify it real quick. Sorry if it steps on Fax as a character. I don't know what the core brain scan of Fax came from. You know what I mean?
Right.
Considering that you're a copy of a copy. Anyway, she's kind of just like sitting in the bed, looking annoyed. To reiterate, what she said to the four of you was, my name is Argenta. I am a goddess. Where the fuck am I?
Well,
We're in Aspirate. Yeah, in hospital in Aspirate, I believe.
Okay, what's Aspirate?
It's one of the big arcologies on the planet.
Okay. What is the name of the planet?
Do we know the name of the planet?
Yeah. Out of character, yeah, what is the name of the planet?
I don't know, I think you just called it like Earth, just colloquially.
Dirt.
This dump?
Dirt.
Yeah.
Soil.
Okay, so
ground,
peat.
All right.
Oh, please no.
Loam.
So you're okay. So I'm not there. That's fine. I can live with that. Otherwise, I guess I wouldn't be looking at some folks like the four of you. All right.
I'm gonna be real. I didn't have odds on you actually waking up.
You know what, man? Same.
Countess is like elbowing Haywire here, like, shh, don't say that.
Why? I mean, I wasn't actually betting. That wouldn't be right.
I'm just going to put this on the table right now. If one of you wants to kill me, you can. That would speed things up, but I'd be able to, like, answer less questions if you do.
That's not... Why would that help?
Went through a lot of trouble to get you here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like... All right, it's as a goddess, I have certain things within my powers, you know?
No, I don't think we do know, actually. Sorry, what do you mean, your goddess?
Okay, I am a goddess. I am immortal. I cannot die. I have been traveling the cosmos for millennia at this point, trying to help foster life and set worlds in motion against the coming threat of darkness. And have you ever heard of the Temple of the Earth and Temple of the Earth and Moon?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. We've been working with them lately, yes.
Okay. Out of character. No, you haven't.
Right. Okay.
So you probably heard of it, but so like what is the cultural demographic foothold of the Temple of the Earth and Moon within your society?
Niche, I'd say.
What is the predominant religion of your people?
Money? I don't know. Food?
That sounds about right.
Son of a bitch. Okay, cool. All right, that's going to make this really fucking complicated to explain. Thousands of years ago, me and my husband ran away from the place you call Earth. Not this Earth. Old Earth.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to be so condescending. We
can. Yeah, that's kind of.
I don't know what you. Where the fuck is my book?
Oh, it's still on the ship, probably.
Yeah, it's probably back in the blue bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't exactly have. We did what we could, or with the medical equipment we have, but this place is kind of better equipped. So you're kind of separated from your stuff. Sorry.
Breathe in.
I mean, we can get it out. Later.
Yeah.
You just go get it.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay. Better. I'm better now. It's okay. I could open my book and explain things a lot more clearer, but I don't have that, so I'm just gonna have to tell you what it is I know. Okay. No. Thousands of years ago, my husband and I escaped from a violent militant force that was hell-bent on destroying everything in the galaxy. Ever since then, with my children and their children, so on and so forth, we've been flying around the galaxy, seeding opposition to the forces of darkness, and you're not on my ledgers, but you called me down. So there's that.
Well, yes, I mean, you came down because we fired a gun, and I guess that called you down. We didn't know that would happen.
Yeah, it was just kind of something I think we just pulled it out of the scrap heap, if I'm remembering correctly.
Out of character, wasn't it at the prison?
It was at the prison.
Yeah,
it was locked up in the prison as an emergency weapon.
I truly don't remember, and you can consider that in character, too.
No, that's perfectly fine. She's looking a little less calm. Okay. Great. Have you made contact with outside forces in space yet?
What?
No. No. I'm going to say yes. No.
What outside forces?
Are you a space-capable society?
We had that big elevator thing once, but it broke.
Okay, that, thank you. Ham, that, okay, how do I, you know what chaff is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Your planet is surrounded with chaff.
Huh. Why?
I'm gonna, I don't know, orbital debris?
Oh, well, I mean, the rest of the place is a shit heap.
So, whatever happened to you all happened. Sorry, no offense. So you're surrounded by chaff. Okay, yeah, that explains it. Because the guns are quantum entangled. Do you know? Do you understand quantum computing?
Not personally. They taught me about parties.
Okay. Imagine if you could hold a mote of light in your hands.
Okay, gotcha.
And you grabbed another one and you had one in each hand. Like little tiny bits of light. If you squeeze one, the other feels it. They're not connected.
That seems scary, but okay.
They're not connected, but it's instantaneous. It is quantum entanglement technology. It's pretty cutting edge. I'm actually pretty proud of it that I managed to get that going, but, you know, he helped a lot with it, so it's really his at the end of the day. But I was the one who was like, you gotta make sure it's a gun, because it's gonna look really cool if it's a gun. Was it cool?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alright, awesome. That's good to know.
You came screaming down like a, I don't know, well, like now, a bullet from, yes, from heaven.
Now, again,
perfect. Nailed again it.
The problem with it being gunned was, we did expect something different to happen to what happened. So maybe if it
basically fulfilled what we wanted it to do, to be honest.
It did flatten the thing that was attacking us.
Yeah.
All
right, but here's the problem. I think I'm gonna be real. Considering how fast the process works and the sheer fucking space by which I had to travel, you basically squeezed the little mote of light. And I got a notification back on our main ship, back in heaven, saying, somebody's squeezing this mote of light. I didn't know where. I didn't know what that meant. All I know is that whenever that happens, I get in a ship, and I fuck off, and I go see what the fuck the problem is, because somebody is calling for help. I am not always awake during that process because I can go very fast. I cannot go faster than the speed of light. So sometimes I either hibernate or I just disconnect for a bit. My restful nightly godly slumber or whatever. I think I might have hit something on the way down through the atmosphere that fucked with me, and that's why I didn't come out saying hello.
Okay.
I think I'm following.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but my point is, if you kill me, I go back. Why do you look at me like I'm insane?
I'm... Okay.
You have no way to prove that to us.
Now,
Do any of you have a
try
gun?
Not to sound like a fucking psychopath here. I'll do it, I guess, but
okay,
No. I'm just saying, like, if we really wanted to, I'll do it.
Well, So first of all, like, beyond anything else, if there's a gunshot in here and then people come in and they see, do you leave a body when you die? Or would you leave a body? Do you know?
Yes, I would.
Okay. See, so there's going to be a dead body.
I wasn't going to use a gun.
That's going to be, okay, well, I guess that's technically better in that it gives us more time, but still.
Were you going to strangle me? Cause I've been strangled before. I would prefer an embolism.
Okay. This is getting alarming. Listen, it's not very pick hero of justice to kill somebody in a hospital bed.
Yeah, surely they have the facilities for that here.
Oh my god, who the fuck made you, Ham? Who the fuck made you?
So based on the videos, my parents brought in a stork, and then I was there.
That's so nice.
And they showed you?
Goodness. I never thought I would miss my fucking husband.
There's more to it, I think, but that went to the other party group. I wasn't part of them. I never saw those videos.
Okay, that's... We can unpack how sad that is later. If you kill me, I can go back, and I can bring assistance. But that's also going to take a minute, and we're also going to figure out how to make Planet fall without falling through the chaff again and getting our shit rocked. If you don't kill me, I guess I will stick around and help how I can and get a better situation of shit on the ground. But I'm gonna probably be either bedbound or confined to a wheelchair for a while.
How do I put this? Are you sure that worked? Like, have you done that before?
If I had my book, I could show you.
Okay, I mean, again, we can...
Yeah, it sounds like we're...
Book's point, yeah.
I mean, this is a lot to take all at once.
I don't think they're going to let us walk out. I still have my communicator. I could get, like, Scoops or somebody to bring it up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, sure, whatever. Fax, are you a holy synthetic intelligence, or what?
No, a bit of a watered-down copy of a brain state.
Interesting. Okay, so you do have fairly... I have to know what your technology level was like before y'all ended up like this. This is interesting. Normally, we tend to make contact with societies that are capable of creating instances of personhood such as you.
Well, presumably everyone here can do it. They just do it the sticky way.
Yeah, with the stork.
No,
yeah, with the stork.
Specifically the replication of memory states and hosting them within... It's complicated. It's technology we had a while ago, but whatever.
So, what's your husband's name? You talked about him a lot.
All right. My husband is Atlas, world bearer, sword of justice, bringer of light, the last man of Earth.
Okay. Sorry. kind of wordy.
It is a lot to take in, as Fax mentioned. So what do you do specifically when you're called in, I guess?
I'm going to paraphrase from him. It depends on the problem and why you called. He tends to do the diplomacy stuff. I tend to kill things until they stop moving.
Uh-huh, right. And that is kind of where my concern lies, that part, I guess. What things in particular?
I don't know what problems you got.
Let's see. I don't know.
You know, even after going to the spa, my shoulder's still kind of stiff.
Wars, we got the meld. That's kind of a constant.
Uh-huh. What's the meld?
It's like I don't know, I was just remembering them. You know, like you know, liquid metal. Goop monster.
Self-replicating?
We can pick
They take over like your ships and stuff.
Yeah, they like to nest in your in Max and people.
Okay, interesting. Invasive X4 life forms. Cool. I've walk in the fucking park if I get the right equipment. The wars are complicated. Apparently I'm not allowed to just kill the main generals and let it all sort itself out anymore. So I'm going to have to get a better geopolitical understanding of what's going on. But yes, sure, I can help stop some wars.
I mean, I suppose there's the corporations exploiting labor and ravaging the land and all that.
All right, that one is more tricky than stopping a war. But, I mean, it wouldn't be impossible for me to arm a bunch of workers for a workers' uprising and let them solve the problem themselves. Sure. I don't know. What else you got? You're not really throwing any humdingers at me so far. It's just a matter of, I can't walk.
We had that weird robot ghost lady, but she left, I think.
Oh, yeah. Did she?
I don't know. She told us she was leaving.
Weird robot ghost lady?
Yeah, she was making copies of people and had big machinery factories places underground, and she wanted to fight us to collect some sort of information, and we won, and she left somewhere.
What's her name?
Primaria?
Big guy, I need you to kill me.
And, hang on. You know her.
She's my granddaughter.
How's that work?
Okay.
Well, my husband had a son with another woman. And between him and somebody else we picked up along the way, they started creating artificial intelligences together. And by a very tortured definition of grandmother, I am her grandmother.
And so you can do something about her then?
Yeah, do you want me to turn her off? I can just turn her off.
Well, okay. So what would that do to the? Because you know, she made copies of people. What would that do to the copies?
I don't know. I'm not gonna sit here and say it's gonna all go back to. Okay, so Primaria was. I'm starting to have an inkling of where the fuck I am. Primaria and all her instances were designed for the purposes of infrastructure creation and development. Here's what I need you to understand. We built your planet.
What?
Did you finish?
Yes. You're here, aren't you?
That wasn't the question I was going to have, but okay. What do you mean you built our planet?
Look. Remember how I said we've been fostering life throughout the galaxy?
Yes, I do.
We find dead planets. We make them habitable. We make sure that stuff grows on them. Am I being too vague?
No,
I think I get it. That's a big thought.
Yeah?
Not being sarcastic when I say we're gods. All right?
Well, yeah.
We have a primary instance on the ground who maintains a remote monitoring position. And then what she does is she seeds some ideas. And then we communicate if we have to.
Why?
Because there is a force of militant darkness that wants to destroy. There's a force of militant darkness that wants to destroy the galaxy. Come on, I keep saying it.
Oh.
Okay.
Haven't you ever heard the phrase, better to shine a light than curse the darkness?
So you made us to fight this war for you. I'm just getting at.
There will come a day where we will offer you a seat at the table. You don't have to say yes. However, people don't particularly like the knowledge that this is happening on a grander scale.
How many? You said seat at the table. How many other people are involved? Or planets, I guess.
I don't have the arc. I don't have my book or the archives. I'm 40 some odd.
Well, dang.
I think I actually will step away from the conversation and call somebody to get that book.
You have to understand, it's like a numbers game, but like if you consider the numbers, it's actually pretty good. Considering we've been at this for like, what, 10,000 years?
What? No. 10,000.
I mean, I was old before personally? I became a god. Yes, me personally. There's not a lot of... We have a lot of angels, but there's only two gods.
Now, Sorry, you're flesh and blood in there? Like, you're not like a, I don't know, like a cyborg, android, anything?
Do you want to go get an x-ray machine, man?
I mean, they probably he already took some of you.
Bring you to it, probably.
All right, why is that?
I'll take your word for it. I don't care.
Yes, I am flesh and blood.
Huh. Interesting. No. No, I mean, Hirara, like, I don't know, taps his legs and arms. Like, yeah, I'm kind of like a self-made kind of guy, and I'm just, I don't know. Just kind of thinking about how you survived for 10,000 years of just that meat.
Like I said, this is not the first time I've died.
Yeah, that's pretty puzzling. Look, it sounds like we're going to be waiting for that book to show up. You know, I guess whenever we're ready, I'm still willing to do the deed. No one else has to watch.
I do. If we're really, we should do it somewhere else at least. We're really deciding.
Yeah, third location.
It feels really rude to do it in the hospital after all.
I know.
If the doctors and nurses find out about this, they're going to have questions, and they're not going to say, "Oh, she asked us to do it, so that she can go back home." They're going to have further questions.
Yeah.
Out of character, I had the thought like, oh, we could just plant the body at oh my god, I forgot the name. The person who tried to ambush us. Name. Brain. But we're doing some time stuff here.
Yeah.
So that's not on the table. I can't do prevenge.
Read my mind. Yes, I'm planning prevenge.
Yeah.
She's just kind of like sulking in the bed, and she's like, fine, all right, like, it would be cool if you get the book. Cool. I'll just take
You know, for someone who's 10,000 years old, you're not very good at waiting.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you too.
All right, come on. It's not... It's old. Relax.
I don't know. I mean, if you have the opportunity to tell God to go fuck himself, you might as well.
Max gets it.
It's not my fault you've been out of contact. And even if you were in contact, I have a feeling you probably wouldn't want us very much considering the current state of this place.
Yeah.
Anyway, you four should probably just go step outside for a second and get the book. I don't know if they're going to, like, let you just hang out in here because, like, oh, you're recovering. Oh, you might have a panic attack, Miss Coma patient.
I mean, you are already discussing self-harm. They have some reason to be concerned.
No, it's not self-harm. It's assisted.
That's fair.
And I believe everyone else is right.
I consent. I consent. Yeah. Isn't there someone you forgot to ask? It's a doctor.
it might be a good idea for us to leave you be for a second and I go up, discuss some things. So unless anyone else has any questions, we'll leave you to it.
Yeah, no, I think we should. I don't want to discuss the logistics of respawning her anymore.
No one has to.
Yeah, that wasn't.
We do not have to dwell on it.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was talking about.
Okay.
Now. Yeah.
Ham, who are you having bring the book?
Let me pull up the crawler list real quick. I knew I'd forgotten something. We'll have Pops come in. He's into running the storage bay. That makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Pops will come in a little bit. The four of you have an opportunity to chat amongst yourselves. Just going to let you chat amongst yourselves before I interject again. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, how's everyone feeling about all of that?
It's not what I was expecting her to wake up and say.
She's kind of a potty mouth.
Even odds, she's full of horse shit. I mean, did fall from space, from sky. That kind of counts for something. Yes. But,
And down here in the gravity well, mucking about with the rest of us.
Yes, I do agree. Rationally speaking, the most plausible explanation is she is lying or having delusions or some combination thereof. Although that being said, some of what she said does actually match up with what I learned growing up in the Queen's Burgers. Not anything about like the making the planet or Atlas or anything like that, but the idea that we are here to make a just society that will be a light in the universe, as it were. That is something that I learned and believe. So I don't know. Of course, that could also just be something she picked up from the Temple of the Earth and Moon. For whatever it's worth, I don't know if I'm the best judge of this, but I don't think she's lying. And again, I'm not like a doctor. It didn't seem like delusions to me, for whatever that's worth.
I admit, her story is all the more credible given how fantastic it was. So, yeah.
I mean, she's in a coma, so it's not like she knows who we are or what we have to offer, you know? I don't know what she's trying. Like, if she's trying to, like, get something from us, then I don't know what it would be.
I could be the first picture of justice in a galactic union.
Hey, there you go.
Here's my question. Where are the four of you having this conversation?
I was thinking, like, not like we didn't like wander way too far. Like, we kind of found like maybe like a I don't know if they have like a, what would they have in a hospital? Like a little
rest area.
Yeah, like a city lounge.
Yeah.
You got the vending machines. You got like a bunch of little like okay chairs that are padded. Like they're nice to sit on for now, but you don't really want to. You will spend the entire night in them if you have to, and then your back will hurt the next day. But you could sleep in them. I'm just curious. Ham, you are getting a message on your communicator.
I will answer this message.
It is a number you don't recognize.
It's probably spam. Better just leave it.
Spam for Ham? You don't say.
No, that would be rude. I will answer this number.
Spam Perez.
Hello, man.
Hi, who's this?
Put me on a video call so I can see the four of you. You recognize this voice.
Okay, I will turn on the video call. Ham has gone mildly pale.
So, I want to paint a picture. You know, like the architect scene in The Matrix Revolutions? Sorry, The Matrix Reloaded? Mm-hmm. Where he's sitting in the chair in the room? It's very much that exact same thing. But you know, it's not a matter of, like, Primaria is sitting in a location and has a camera on her. It is a matter of she has basically built a little diorama inside of Ham's phone of this little set that she's sitting in.
It's the woman who lives in your communicator.
A custom Instagram filter.
Pretty much. And she's just like, you know, she's got like the doll jointed robot look. She's wearing the robe. She's got like the hair over one eye. And she's just looking at the four of you. Very solemnly. It's not a throne chair, but it is like a very nice high-backed office chair. And she's like, I need your help.
Okay. Out of character, real quick to pause. Just to make sure, we don't remember anything about anything we did in Aspirate up to this point, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. As far as we're concerned, that has not happened.
All future from this episode.
That would be the future, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, back in character. Why would we help you?
Because there's a non-zero chance thousands will die in Aspirate if you don't. And it is not my doing.
Uh-huh.
Why should we believe either of those?
Because I have videos to show the four of you that will help fill in the situation and you will understand the fucking gravity of it.
All right, you can play videos. Nothing creepy, I hope.
It's probably going to be creepy.
I don't like that.
Okay, it's not a video. It's video evidence. She holds up a QR code to the screen.
We still got QR code. This really is a backward society.
The four of you now have memories of the past 5 days as experienced by other yous. You now have two sets of memories.
That's really uncomfortable.
Oh, this is super weird.
You made copies of us.
Yes.
Fax is very miffed about this and for like entirely different reasons. Like still repulsed but like offended. Like come on. Well, you gotta degrade this even further? Come on.
I'm not surprised, I guess.
I'm honestly glad
he she was hitting on me. Oh.
Oh, I was going to fight that guy? Oh, man.
I nearly burnt that cute girl's house down. Wait a sec, there's two me's? Yeah. Guys, we gotta find me. Do you know how many new jokes I could do with a second me around? We could do the mirror bit, but like at a rehearsal because we know what we're doing.
First question, before we do anything else, are these copies still around?
Yes.
Okay. Second question, where are they?
They are back within containment. I am not letting them walk around. It would cause too many problems logistically, considering how the four of you are free agents at the moment still.
When did you make this copy?
Do you remember a place called Forge 12?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh!
Right.
We really should have...
Yeah, that's why I'm not terribly surprised.
Why wouldn't I make copies of the four best test subjects to go through my work?
Oh, that's nice.
Haywire's kind of, like, drumming his fingers on one of his legs.
Okay. Yes. I think it's fair to say we have a lot of questions and concerns and complaints. Focusing on the issues at hand, I suppose... We do have to get this gun. So just to be clear, it is with Pancake President. That's not like a little hypothetical what if thing. It's not like that is where it is.
I have to operate within reduced parameters within Aspirate because for some reason the SPR doesn't like me very much. So what you know, what the other you knows, is as close to truth as I can give you.
Hey, I got another question. Why did you bother asking the copies if they could help you?
So they go along with it?
Because if I forced you, if I had to share this information with the four of you, you would be that much madder at me.
That is true. I would.
Yeah, fair point.
I would be.
Even I'm better. Getting pretty pissed off just how well reasoned that is. God damn it.
Hey, Wire, I am very good at my job and I've been at it for a while.
I'm going to go get something from the vending machine. I'm still listening.
Okay. Hey, can you give me like some fruit gummies or something?
Yeah.
I asked that nurse. I don't know where they got off to.
Yeah,
you actually do get your fruit gummies after a minute. That's right.
Hell yeah.
There's a little bit of shaking. Just a little bit.
So, okay. Real quick question. This new memory thing, it's got like memories of after we left the hospital. Is this the future? Or like, is that house fire happening like right now?
That house fire is happening right now.
Oh, we should go. Countess is like fully like standing up and starting to like move out of the room.
I will call Pops and tell him to just leave the book with the other lady.
Sure. Where the fur are you going?
Firefighting.
Ominous, do you need your mech?
Oh,
we should probably get the mech.
Yes. Yeah,
probably. It would help.
Are we allowed to have them in, out of character? Are we allowed to have them in?
As long as we don't run over.
Again, we are trying to prevent the entire arcology from being started. We can kind of worry about the consequences of that afterwards. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I'll leave it with the coma patient. I guess it is her book. So how is it a book though? It's like a touch screen thing. Or is she just calling it a book?
She called it that. I'm
sure. Yeah, I can do that. Are you allowed to check out?
Hang on, let me talk. Us?
Yeah, we'll worry about that again after we deal with the situation.
Yeah, sure, fair enough.
Somebody's got to stop the situation from becoming a crisis.
It might already be a crisis. We might try to stop the crisis from becoming a catastrophe mode right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, you're just going to get your mechs together and fuck off?
If I can, I'm going to call Primaria back and just be like, hey, can the clones like take our place in the hospital while we go handle this?
No.
No.
The ham.
You are not allowed the free labor of your clone.
Also, there's some problems.
Oh yeah, those too.
Ham, those are sapient beings. We cannot treat them as like little pillows that we're stuffing under our bed to throw them into.
You also might need them just in case.
Yeah, there are one-ups.
Well, your words, not mine.
No, they're the... We're trying to use... No, never mind.
Okay, again, there are ethical implications that we don't have time to get into right now.
No, I understand completely.
Yeah.
Again, I will keep them on ice for now. They're gonna sit snug as bugs in their happy little rugs, I promise. All right, well, I don't know where this is happening, but I have a feeling that, you'll know.
That's not very encouraging.
I don't know what to tell you. A lot of people are probably going to die. Try and keep yourselves alive and try to minimize casualties.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Yep. What count is
saying? Take care of Justice time.
All right, you gonna hang up on Primaria and leave Argenta in the hospital?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that gift from Jet Li's The One.
It's a great movie.
Yep. Oh, mouse balls. Exploding mouse balls.
What? I'm not going back.
You gotta
to
watch
that.
The One.
No, nope. I know I did when it came out, and that's going to be enough for me.
Fair enough.
I've never really? Seen it.
Oh. Mm. Should put it on the list.
You're on the list.
Anyway, yeah. I will let you suit up and go get your mechs.
Good, because that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Okie dokie. So.
Huh.
What?
I don't know. I just feel like Haywire would have some real compunctions about just like Primaria told us to go do something. We're going to go do that. Even though
yes,
definitely doesn't have our best interests at heart.
Yes, I do understand that, but we sort of went through all that already. Like, not really, not us, but sort of.
Yeah, you gonna hang up on her, get going?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So, here's what's gonna happen next. You're gonna go get your mechs. And as you are suiting up back at the Blue Bottle, as you're getting back into your brand new, never before used mechs, you can look up in the sky. And what time? It was night, wasn't it?
Yeah, for the time of fire, I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's getting pretty late into the night. So there is kind of a nice, there's kind of just like a nice inky darkness to the sky. It's nights like this where you can really like see the distant specks of the debris field that orbit the planet. It's like having a second set of stars. And as you are getting into your assorted vehicles, as you are turning on the hydraulics and kitting up and getting ready to go, that's when the air just sort of like stops for a moment. How do I phrase it? You know, like when something happens in the jungle and all of the animals shut up, and that's how you know that something's wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's like that, but the air pressure just stops. The air stops moving. The air stops flowing. The city stops breathing. There is a holding of breath within Aspirate. And I don't mean that literally. I mean that metaphorically. But if you are to look at like the pressure sensors and everything, it's like there's no wind all of a sudden. There's no airflow. It's just still. And then all of your ears pop. Something slams from the sky. No,
my ear is back on the blue bottle.
And then something slams from the sky into the center of one of the districts.
Oh.
So the tech of the hair, as a hussar, has the ability fast. The hussar can move an additional range, ban on its turn as free action, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the important thing is it goes fast. Countess is going to move towards that at full speed, leaving everyone else, like outranging everyone else.
Ooh, makes very sense. Fair. Mm.
You know what's funny? If I was on foot, I could do that too.
Oh, while we're being left behind, Fax will drop off Donna and let her get situated so she can provide covering fire if necessary.
Where are you mounting Donna?
It's medium. I mean, the mortar's medium range band, so like it could be like a couple blocks away. Maybe just I assume.
I don't think that's accurate. I have to look at. I don't mean that offensive. I don't mean that negatively speaking. You also probably want to keep Donna with you.
I think medium is much more than a few blocks. Yeah.
Let me look at the range bands because they're
just holds
the range bands.
Just hold Donna. Like
I don't think it can fire. I don't think the auto turret can fire if it's not deployed. Is the thing.
Yes, but you could also just carry Donna and deploy her.
Okay.
I'm just saying, leave her
somewhere. She's somewhere safe, out away from danger.
Football. But Donna is okay, Scott's
never
strongest
mind.
Soldier.
Never mind. I'll keep carrying her.
I'm looking at it specifically. Close range, within range to launch any attack or circle within the short range weaponry. Medium range, see target and use standard weapons. Long range, see a rough outline of a target, can use long range weapons. I'm going to say a mortar. I know a mortar is an arcing weapon, but considering you're in a city, medium is within a block, not multiple blocks.
Mm. I guess.
Also, I'll be real. Don't worry about it too much. Because I have to look at this real quick. Sorry, I got to refresh myself. My stupid ass. Where the fuck did I say this was? I legitimately don't remember, and I hate myself for it. Where did I say the spa was located?
Spa was like the high-end district.
Okay, so I did think that spa was in Silk.
I think that is correct.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that thing from the sky slams directly into the spa over in Silk.
No.
Countess, you get to see it first.
Oh boy.
You know how You know how Argenta came down on a bullet?
Yes.
This is like if somebody airdropped like four trailers welded together.
Yes, the Home Depot orbital insertion.
It is this horrible monstrosity of treads and guns and scorched black metal. There was no pod. They dropped this from orbit. This behemoth of brutal blackened carbon and steel that lays eyes on you and immediately just opens fire. Let me get the rule about that real quick.
Cool.
Opens fire on us?
Oh, it op- no, well, no, no, no.
Yeah, not you. You're safe. Yeah, you're not
there. Yeah, we're still.
Don't worry.
Well, yeah.
I think it's going to open fire on literally anything.
Yeah.
Its purpose? Unknown.
Yes, for the record, the Hussar moves twice as fast across the campaign area and region maps, so presuming you all left the same time I did, you're halfway there at this point.
Whoa, whoa. Living on a prayer.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we're going to use what's it called? A little bit differently. We're going to use initiative a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. If that's fine with you all.
Well, I assume so, because Ham's not here, so.
You'll understand in a second. All right, Countess. Roll a... Give me a d20.
Okay.
What is this coordinate?
It's for my ARG. No, it is the coordinates of Countess Alberta.
Okay. Thank you for just having that on tap.
Wow. All
right, so you are successfully going to go first.
Yay.
That's cool. Give me your... What are you doing? Give me your attack.
Yeah, I think I'm going to provoke it, actually.
All right, so you're just going to provoke it to attack you.
Well, okay. I guess, are there people still around that are, like, alive? Oh, yeah. You tell? Okay, yes, I am going to provoke it.
All right, spend your 1 AP. That's going to be very fun. All right. Because it was, I'll be real. It landed on a lot of people.
Yeah.
It has caused pretty bad property damage. The guns are just aimed indiscriminately. But now they're aimed at Countess.
Yep.
So I am going to roll for them. All right, they fail, which means that that's very good for you, Countess. Because they just start hosing the environment with a pulse of this energy weapon that you have never seen before in your life. You have seen a shit ton of, like, corporate warfare videos. You have been on weapons drills. You've been in weapons training. You know, you got your different colored beams and whatever. This is this horrific, like, you would call it, like, an absence of color with the way that it just shoots past you and... The wall is gone. There is crumbling. There is decay. There is destruction. There's also civilian casualties. It's nothing you can really do about that. They just tried to kill you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, you are able to catch up. Welcome to combat.
So So it just looks like a giant, like,
is this like the Killdozer's big brother?
Kind of, yeah.
Is it a giant tank?
Yeah, is it the Bane Blade?
It's an Bola?
Yeah.
An ogre?
Does it read to us as a mech, I guess?
No.
Okay.
It legitimately reads to you as like, what's the word? I have to look up something real quick.
Is it like that thing that they move the space shuttle with, but armed?
It's going to have to be more specific than that.
The mass mover, I don't really know the name of it. It's the big platform that they put the fucking space shuttle on when they drive it around. You're not familiar with this thing?
Not off the top of my head. I'm also GMing right now. It's hard for me to imagine.
That's fair.
An outside context thing like this. No, okay, so here's the thing. You post this Bane Blade. You are ascribing. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's not incorrect.
Oh, look, okay.
Hey.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah. That's not incorrect. Except imagine it's more of like a trapezoid in the sense of like a in the sense of whenever there's a robot in battle bots whose main thing is flipping other robots.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's generally programmed to
like wedge shaped.
It's wedge shaped. Yes, it is shaped forward, okay. Like hit and flip and like destroy stuff as it like rams into it.
So it looks like a doorstop.
Sorry, you said a trapezoid with four treads, but now I'm thinking of a sandcrawler. Yeah. Star Wars.
It's not a sandcrawler except upside down and painted as a big. But it's also lower to the ground. It is like that moving. It is like the thing that they use to move the space shuttle. Except bristling with guns and carbonized from atmospheric entry.
So it just landed itself. It didn't have like some kind of entry vehicle, or there's no sign of one.
Well, there's all that rubble from the shockwave, so yes, it did land itself.
Cool.
Or perhaps to be a bit more specific, it was airdropped.
Yes.
I gotta use a bathroom real quick. I'm going to mute real fast, but I'm gonna let you figure out your game plan. Everybody else has managed to like show up.
Do y'all think that this has systems or modules that I can try and hack, and or try and overload its reactor?
Add a character. I feel like
it's worth a shot.
But yeah, might worth a shot. Yeah, I'm also gonna go to the restroom real quick while I'm just in the restroom. So.
I think that's an excellent idea.
My other thought is I'd burn all of my heat capacity on finally shooting this custom gun we made.
Oh no, you also have to do that.
I have 13 heat capacity. And I can spend a bunch more. I can spend all of that to shoot once. Once bigly. Big style.
Did you have room for or add the armor plating system?
I do not have room for it. Because I have the heavy-duty mining rig, which is like 7 capacity or whatever.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm definitely going to, like, you know, dump Donna somewhere in sight, but
I feel like I should
you know what I mean,
just alpha striking this thing with a gun and then not having any heat left.
The more I think about it, the more I think Fax is probably just going to roll up, stay some distance away, and just because the green laser, right? Also has medium range, so I
you can run up and smack it.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
But and Donna needs range to be judicious with the mortar because it has the the blast effect, and we don't want friendly fire. So that's only if it's not going to hit anything else, or if there's some way we can like land it right on top of it, you know.
I have a funny move that I'm getting ready to use on my turn.
Does it have to do with your rocket launcher?
I don't have one of those. That's a different person.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm getting the custom guns mixed up. I'm sorry.
That's right.
That would be a funny trick for our sniper character to pull out a rocket launcher. It's the kind of sniping, I suppose.
You wouldn't expect it.
Yeah, the funny trick is I've been stealing Countess's stuff.
No, you just...
The detonators out of every single rocket.
Every so often, you guys swap bits to keep everyone else on their toes.
You may not expect a sniper to have a sword, but if you look closely, it has a scope on it. You should find more trapezoidal tracked vehicles to post.
I can't, posting. I just... You say it, and for some reason now all I'm thinking about is a tracked Pizza Hut.
I mean, it's not.
It's like one of those pizza vending machines, except it's the whole fucking Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
It comes to you.
Yeah.
It's like Mortal Engines.
it used to be a Pizza Hut, but they turned it into a death machine. But you can still tell.
Yeah. Oh no!
Yeah, you can always tell.
Sorry, I'm thinking about God, I don't know, any of a number of games that have come out in the last, I don't know, five to 10 years, where you have some kind of large moving base that you're developing, whether it's alive or not. Mm-hmm. And if it was just, what if it was a Pizza Hut that was also moving and you had to do deliveries?
Sounds fun. I feel like that would be a good abiotic factory replacement.
It's kind of like a cook serve delicious in my mind. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
My mental image for whatever we are looking at is basically a metal slug boss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a machine of...
Or a Contra boss. It's a wall, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... The music has started playing and there's like 18 I have to destroy.
Hold on. Yeah, here's a really good sprite.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This thing looks really sick when it's moving around.
But actually it's using weird fucked up beams, so it's actually a shoot 'em up. Boss.
I'm pretty sure the main gun on this boss does shoot some kind of fireball.
Yeah, I think you're right. But yeah, but you said it was more like an uncolor. That says weird energies to me.
It's like a cave. No, it's like a treasure boss that's going to start wiggling about in a moment.
Yep, have orb arms.
What?
Fucking Seven Force is going to show up.
Oh god, I wish it was Seven Force.
I would be so excited if Seven Force showed up.
I'd be very excited for Seven
Force. I love Seven Force.
Let's stop playing this game and go play Gunstar Heroes.
God, I would love it.
Everyone's talking Gunstar about Heroes. That Seven Force.
Man.
And or Alien Soldier.
Alright, so... You are engaged with this thing. The four of you are engaged with this thing. What are you doing?
I guess we already know its parents. So we can go ahead with the wedding. Oh, I mean...
What?
What?
Engage. What? We're engaged with it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Jesus.
Sorry, I...
Tough crowd tonight.
Whew. Really, really tanking here.
Yeah, I'm being fired up by a mysterious laser energy weapon. I have no time for your japes.
That's true.
All right, so, what are you doing?
How is what is initiative at the moment? Is it?
It's now whatever. Well, are you gonna use your hand powers?
I have a different hand power I'd like to use. I also have a quick question. Are we all, like, near each other? We're all close range on top of each other?
Yes. At this point, yes.
I am hitting the button on the mirror ball that says shield.
Yay!
Yes, we gotta group up.
Yeah, form up on me, Squad.
That's very fun.
So, choose any number of energy points when you activate this ability. Shield Dome has a number of structure points equal to 3 times the energy points I spend. When you or any allied target within close range of your mech is dealt damage, it's done to the Shield Dome. If the attack deals 0 damage, no additional effect from the hit. I'm going to go ahead. I have 14 energy points. I'm going to burn 7. I'm going to burn the first half. So my action this turn is we have a 21-point shield around us.
Wow, that's a lot of points.
Pretty good amount of shield. Very nice. Okay.
And it also stops, like, status effects from the attacks, too, right?
Does it?
Yes. If the shield breaks, like, spillover damage does affect us, and I assume that includes effects.
All right, cool. That's fun. I love it. They're going to go. They are still attacking Countess because Countess provoked. Mm-hmm. Now, the upside is there's only one tank.
There was only one tank.
I'm going to roll it, see if they hit. Ooh, they don't hit.
That is, sorry, not to go ahead. Is it not a...
Yeah, it's a D10.
Yeah. Oh, it's a D10. Yeah, the D7 one, I guess.
You did roll D10.
Yeah, they miss. They're continuing to rain fire around a lot of you. They are destroying the shit out of this structure. But...
okay.
It's not good. Things are getting increasingly... You've been in this place. It was kind of like a testament to the arrogance of the emptiness and of the opulence of wealth. But it kind of is not great that they are firing off these bullets and energy weapons and just desperately attempting to hose down Countess.
Mm-hmm.
And instead just cutting massive swaths of property damage all around you in silk.
Oh no, the property values. Have we actually been here, or was that the other us?
It was the other us.
Yeah, okay.
I think you've been there because you have the memories.
You know what that means? That means that Haywire did not work for the cops.
This Haywire didn't work for the cops.
Yeah.
Wow. Impressive dodge.
All right, what are the rest of you doing?
To find a clear line of sight and start shooting along with Donna because we have to stay with the shield dome, right?
I mean, we don't have to, but it would probably be wise to do so.
You have to stay. So it's what, stay within close range
to get the bonus. Range. Okay, yes. Yeah. So then I guess I'll just stick with everyone else. Stay in the bubble and shoot from inside the bubble.
Close is also pretty big.
Yeah, there's.
Like close is like the area of this courtyard where this shit is happening.
Sure. I mean, it also means close in the sense of if there's an area effect, we're all in it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay.
But we have a shield.
Yes.
Nothing bad could ever happen in the shield.
I can throw up a second shield too. So.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Surely you will not regret.
So I have, I've got the heat capacity to take some green laser shots. I'm going to do that at my first convenience.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Or Donna acts on your turn, right?
Well, I have to drop her. So I guess I guess that's what I'm doing is as I'm closing with the group, I'm dumping her on the ground. Set up stabilizers and aim.
Yeah, she hits the ground. She's like, "Okie dokie, who am I shooting?"
Oh, you know that thing. I'll try to keep an eye out if there's any more of them. But safe bet is to just keep shooting that until it stops moving.
Oh, Mom, that thing looks kind of scary.
I know, honey. That's why I'm leaving you back here.
Okay, I'll do my best. I promise.
Okay. I'll be back for you as soon as I'm done.
No. Thank you. But no, I promise I'll do my best. I'm going to hit all the targets.
I know you will.
Thank you. All right, so you're dropping Donna off as you move into position. All right, Haywire and Countess, what are the two of you doing?
I mean, I'm going to shoot it with my blue money laser, I reckon.
Go for it. Give me an attack.
18. That'll do it.
Oh, that's a very good attack. Yeah. Where are you aiming? Where are you hitting?
Does it have does that energy weapon come from a visible gun replacement?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm gonna aim there.
Yeah, sure. It is a mining laser. It's not a negative energy beam cannon. So that's a little bit to its detriment, perhaps. But you do carve along the thing to destroy the basic fuselage of its firing mechanism. So you're doing a pretty good job. Haywire, what are you doing?
I'm so torn between trying to do a hacking thing or burning all of my heat to shoot at it once with the gun that we made.
Oh, sure. What kind of hacking thing? Do you want to blow the reactor? Do you want to try to?
You sound very happy. Do you want to try to blow the reactor?
Do you want to try to blow the reactor?
Please don't castigate the enemies of the Godhead.
Oh no!
Castigate the shit out of the Godhead. Enemies of the Godhead.
Yeah, sure. I'll spend 2 of my AP because I can do that. Being Hackerman. To force target mech in range to roll on the reactor overload table, which is page 235.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
The funniest way to start a fight.
So here's the thing.
No.
I'm not saying this doesn't have a reactor.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if they can make an NFA check.
God damn it.
Oh, they do.
No.
Yeah, you're on a D10.
You're rolling D10s.
I know.
What?
Because they're making NFA checks. No. They're playing with a different system.
What? Oh,
we're playing checkers and they're playing 316. What they don't know is no.
So here's the thing. The gun is hosed and it has taken damage from Countess's main attack. Which is honestly for the benefit, and you, this could have been very fun, very fast if they didn't make their NFA check. And trust me, this thing would have gone up. It would have broken the fuck down. However, it has taken any damage, so now it is neutralized. And as a result, just fucking dozens of hatches open up on the side of the APC.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It you don't say.
Is the stuff of nightmares. As roughly a couple dozen figures on foot in this armor that is bone white and bronze. That has existed for millennia, worn down into smooth incoherence. It's like looking at moving Rorschach tests as they stream through the wreckage and the streets and all of the rubble around you with these bizarre parodies of guns in their hands. The actuators of their suits groaning under a terrible strain of eons. As one of them shouts something in a guttural, incoherent alien language. And they all turn their guns on the four of you. The Terran Expeditionary Force is here.
We're saved.
We go back to shooting at bandits. Too late.
We should go to where the cannibals are. They're probably nicer.
We're gonna pause here.
Yep.
The fight is gonna be next time. Mm-hmm. This was the fact that they airdropped an APC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They sure did.
All right.
Tabletop games are so cool.
You can do anything.
You can do anything.
Oh, damn it! I didn't.
There's a rule book, but you don't even listen to that.
Yeah, you don't really think about it necessarily. But this is a reminder. Oh, right. That 360 campaign. That was an evil campaign.
Yeah, that was an evil campaign.
I hadn't forgotten.
All right, in reverse alphabetical Discord order, let's say goodnight, everybody, starting with Haywire.
Hey, it's Grant, he, him, playing Haywire. I'm going to date this episode. Titanium Court came out today. You should go play it. It's cool match three game about the Fae.
Yeah.
It's really good. You should play it.
It looks interesting.
I don't know if the demo is still available. I got a special message for having played the demo.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But it's cool, and it's not that expensive.
All right. Ham. How about you, Ham?
This has been Lavender playing Ham. First of all, nobody has commented on this week. The Pinkie Pie gag is a stock photo of a cherry pie.
Oh, I thought it was a pizza.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of pinky jokes, not so many pie jokes, so I'm correcting the karmic balance this week.
Ham, but do you want to know a secret? Yes.
What's that?
I was checking to see if you'd say something.
Well, it's there. That's the bit this week. Good night, everybody. My recommendation this week is I picked up a game that's a few years old now. It's called Agelos. A-G-G-E-L-O-S. It's almost a decade old. Oh, God, I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. But it is a side-scrolling action RPG, Metroidvania type thing. A little more Monster Boy than Metroidvania outright. I think the only real difference is that it doesn't have a detailed map on display. But no, it is a fairly simple, straightforward, 8-bit styled platformer. You roam around a relatively open map, collect power-ups, use those to enter big temples and fight bosses to get more elemental power-ups. All around a surprisingly good time for something I picked up on a whim for $4. Really just delightful little game. Full marks.
Dang, that sounds cool as hell. Hell yeah. All right, Facts.
Hi, yes, this has been Facts. Played by Bastion, as usual. I was going to recommend Titanium Court.
You could still recommend Titanium Court.
Yeah, but the only other thing that I've been playing the past couple of days has been Vampire Crawlers. And I played the shit out of the demo, so I had so much unlocked already when I started. don't do that, folks. Yeah, space it out. Do not be greedy, or you will be slamming into Capella Magna already. It's fun though. I will recommend that too, I guess. But it's Vampire Survivors. Like you know if you like it or not.
weird how well Vampire Survivors was translated.
Translates?
A card game, like a deck builder sort of thing.
If anything else, it is worth the price of admission just to see how cool that feels. Yeah.
I do think at least trying the demo just to see if it kind of gels with you. Yeah.
Very rad. Very cool. And last but not least, Countess.
Hey, it's been Sophie. She, her, playing Countess, she, her. I believe I've mentioned the Going Rogue podcast on here before. It's a podcast by Tansy Gardam where she does kind of, she goes in kind of the production history of various movies. So she's done Rogue One, she's done Megalopolis, she did a season on the 2007 writer's strike. Anyway, so just today, actually, she started her newest season, and she's doing it on Rise of Skywalker and kind of the sequel trilogy broadly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's just one episode so far, the one episode is focused on Colin Trevorrow. But, by the time you listen to this, I imagine, I don't know if it'll all be out, but I imagine a lot of it will be out. So give it a listen. I'm sure, based on the quality of the other seasons she's done, I imagine it will be interesting.
Hell yeah. Interesting is, there's definitely going to be a well of information for her to draw on for the sequel trilogy.
Yes.
God help her. Not disparagingly, just disparaging at certain types of people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. My recommendation this week is twofold. One is I saw the 1995 Ghost in the Shell movie. I hate to say if I liked it. It was an enjoyable experience. It was very moody and atmospheric. My primary exposure to Ghost in the Shell was Standalone Complex.
Yeah. So, I don't like it quite as much. Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was kidding. I don't like it as much as Standalone Complex, but I do think it is. It's interesting, yeah.
It felt like I was watching the beta version of Standalone Complex in as much as, how JoJo fans were popping off when they did the official run, because before that, all they had was the OVA of season 3, and it only really had 3 fights.
Yeah. Yeah.
It very much felt like that, but it was also very moody, very atmospheric, a side of the major I kind of really haven't seen before in media like that. And I was mentioning to the person that I was watching with, I'm like, I can imagine if I really had trouble falling asleep, I could imagine putting this movie on and chilling.
Yeah.
not disparagingly, just man, what is it to be human? I'm gonna
cozy cyberpunk beats to,
I mean, vibe it out has to. Some kind of there are pieces in that soundtrack that are just kind of droning synth.
Yeah
And also just just the atmosphere. It is a very, there is a whole action, multiple actions that happens, but it's very methodical. It's very, it's letting itself unspool and unwind. Like I said, I feel like this probably would have hit more if I wasn't trans and way into cyberpunk media, but this is still pretty good. The other thing I have a recommendation for is interrogating your own works and remixing them.
Yes.
Oh, why did that come up?
Could be anything. All right, we have a website. That's it. End of sentence. No, we have a website. It is thecoffin.club. We have a Patreon. It is patreon.com/the_coffin_club, where for the low price of $5 a month, $10 if you really like our show, you can help support the show, and you will get access to our Eyes of Ichor material, which is our monthly improv show. Go to our website in order to find out more information. We have a burning need for good podcast reviews in the sense that it would be nice if we had them. Any of them. Please. I know it's hard to send an Apple review.
Yeah.
By design, but like there's Podnet, there's Appscast, there's Bumbo.
It's on Poob.
If you write a funny review, we'll read it. Not in the podcast or anything, but we will read
it.
Yeah. We will appreciate it. We'll nod appreciatively.
I will laugh like King. I will laugh like the King in CDI Zelda.
Yeah, King Harkinian.
Harkinian.
I will agree with one of your garbage takes.
I was gonna say, like, I will laugh like King Harkonnen. I'm like, that's not right.
he does laugh a lot. Yeah. Baron Harkonnen does laugh a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the same sort of do-ho-ho laugh.
No, it's more of like, oh, hee, 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 or something like that. It's probably how he laughs.
Yes.
Yep.
But we're not on Spotify because fuck Spotify.
Yeah, fuck them.
And we also spread best by word of mouth. So, you know, tell people, pretty please. Yeah. We're doing weird, fun shit, I hope. Please let people know about the weird, fun shit we do. And also our theme song is Take Your Way by Ladyfingers. Tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex. We hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Take care, everyone.